Happy Movember. We're still going strong, I hope. I hope you haven't shaved yet. And if you want, sure, keep the whole beard. I think it's a little more poignant to say, just keep this mustache, though. I know you look silly. I know it doesn't look good. And, but you know what? It's for a cause. What's this cause? It's to support men's health, to eliminate prostate cancer, testicular cancer, the mental health, like I said, also suicide prevention. Okay, this the foundation is Movember. Use a link in the description to donate. Please, please, any amount will be super, super helpful. Thank you. J-Wrecker rant while driving to work. Hey guys, I'm back. Again, driving around to work before the sun's up. I'm tired. I'm in pain because my hip hurts so bad right now. But let's not dwell on the negative today. Let's look at the positive things in life. Alright? I think that's the important thing today to press on. Important things are positivity. Let's stay focused on things that are good. Yes, let's not dwell on the bad, melodramatic, dramatic problems that may be occurring in the life. Nope. Let's focus straight ahead on the task at hand, on the goal. Let's keep pushing forward. I think this is what I and we need to do. It's easy to get stuck in a rut and spin your tires in the mud. Let's get out of that mud. Get that 2x4, put behind it, whatever you need to do. Get some friends to help you push out of the mud. Sometimes you need friends and family, loved ones, to help you get out of that mud. And it's okay to ask. Just say, hey, man, I'm stuck in this mud, man. I need help. You call AAA sometimes when I don't know how to fix a tire. I can't put a tire back on, let's say. I think I could. I think I've done it before. I think I could. Okay, it sounds like I couldn't. I think I could figure it out. I don't have the tools necessary to do so. Call someone for help. I think that's what friends and family and loved ones are for. They're there to help you. Remember that. I think this is important today. Today, for me, I think it's very important. And, yeah. But I want to come back to the intro, guys. I think it's so, so important. I'm talking about helping. Again, click that description, that link in the description, okay? Let's generate some money for Movember. This is going for men's health, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, suicide prevention. This is important topics for men that we don't talk about much. Society is built so up that we don't talk about these feelings and these emotions that we're having, but guess what? Scary stuff. No one wants these cancers in their life. With your donation, the money will go towards resources to solve these problems, to help people in need, okay? Last year, the foundation raised $18 million, over $18 million, of which 72.9% went back into these funds and to help men out. Really appreciate you if you drop down and click on that link and donate $5, $10, whatever you can do, $1.50, I don't care. Anything is going to be better. It'll make your day a little brighter. Alright? As I'm driving to work, again, like I said, in the dark, I've said this a lot because it's freaking me out, man. How do people do this every day? Like, literally, there's so many cars on the road that they're going to work somewhere. Like, oh my goodness. I got home at like 6:30. I left the house at like 6 o'clock, a little after 6 o'clock. Got home at 6, I'm 12 hours out. And then today, I'm a little later today, of course. But it's like, oh my goodness, this sucks. 12 hours out of my life, gone, done. And then I got to sleep for like 8 hours or something like that. Do I have to sleep for 8 hours? I know a lot of people, life coach type people, will say you don't need to sleep for 8 hours or 9 hours. That's unnecessary. And they'll say, all you have to do is think and tell yourself that you don't need 8 hours. And then you don't need 8 hours of sleep. Tell your body before you go to bed, I'm happy, I'm good, I'm rested with only 3 hours of sleep. And then you get 3 hours of sleep and then you're done. You can do a whole lot more stuff. It's like, dude, I don't know, man. That doesn't sound like I could do that. I think I'm already defeating the purpose, but I don't know if I want to start sleeping that low. I mean, I think my body needs more than that, because I've been in a spot where I need more than that to feel rested. Like, oh, it feels amazing. Sleep. You're like, well, pretty sure I need that rest. No, Jay, you only need that rest because you think you need that rest. I was like, this is one mind over matter thing. I don't know if I want to buy into. But then I guess I could do so much more. I can clean up all that time and be around. I don't know. It just seems, just seems rough, doesn't it? It just doesn't. That definitely does. What would you do if you only slept 4 hours a day? And they say a lot of people only sleep for 4 hours a day. A lot of smart people. A lot of, like, mathematicians, a lot of political figures, a lot of, you know, those kind of things. They go, oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm just sleeping for 4 hours a day because I'm a genius. I only need 4 hours a day. Those other hours are so important to me to work. And that's the thing. Would I just be working for work? Or would I be working for myself? Would I work for on a side project? Would I be just watching television? Like, what would I be doing with those extra hours? So I'm out of the house for 12 hours. I got 12 hours left in the day. Come home at 6. So, or 6:30, 7, something like that. Kids go to bed at 8 o'clock. 8:30. So I'm with my kids for something like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Alright, so now I've got 2 hours. I got 10 hours left in the day. If I sleep for 4 hours, I got 6 extra hours I can do something. But what is that something? What would I be doing? Would I be reading? Would I just be scrolling through Twitter? Would I be doing podcasts at home? Would it be rant while Jay gets ready for the day? Would I be working on a side project? Would I be writing my memoirs? I don't even know what I'd be doing for those 6 hours. Now, granted, I don't go to bed right after they go to bed, and I don't sleep for 10 hours. I sleep for about, I guess, 8 or so. Last night I went to bed just about when they went to bed, though. You know? 9, 10, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know, I got a bunch of hours last night. So, I'm thinking, I don't know if those hours would even be, like, used appropriately. Like, even if I was to just go, hey, I'm going to sleep for 4 hours. I don't know what to do with those six other hours. I don't know. I mean, I just would be lost. Like, okay, I guess I'm just sitting around and twiddling. I would literally just probably start cleaning everything. Like a coke fiend or something who's just, like, strung out. Because it's, you know, two kids, it's tough, man. It takes both me and my wife to energy and planning to get the house, you know, kept in an orderly fashion. So, oh man, we were my wife was babysitting some of my son's friends yesterday, and I forgot to come home with them. But that's right, they're here today. Cool. And we're talking, we're hanging out as much as you can talk to a 5-year-old. Which, surprising enough, this kid's really smart. So it's, you know, deep conversations about me fixing the toys that he broke. Or that were broken that we haven't thrown away yet. And he has to go to the bathroom. And he goes to the bathroom. He's like, oh, no, I gotta go poop. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. He goes, I don't want to go in this bathroom. I'm like, all right, let's go to my bathroom then. Fine, whatever. And he goes, walks, goes, this bathroom's messy. I was like, that's just about the other one. That's why you didn't want to go in there. The other bathroom, we're doing demo work. So, yeah, it's messy because they're doing demo. You know, where tiles are in the bathroom tub, like in trash bags and stuff. And yeah, it's just weird. So I was like, oh, my goodness, seriously, kid? Like, you're going to judge me I'm like, it's okay. It's fine that it's messy. Don't worry about it. Just go poop. All right? He's like, yeah, okay. Like, oh my goodness, really? Is it? It's that thing that the kids say the darndest thing that's on TV for the last 45 years. Is that they will have, they have like a no filter on their life. Once they know what something is, they're going to keep on saying it. They're going to keep on doing it. Yeah, that's kind of cute. I appreciated that a little bit. So yeah, you know, it's fine. We, the last thing we clean is our bathroom, I think. At least the thing, last thing I clean is the bathroom. I start with kitchen, living room, and then I do laundry. And after that, it's like it's long enough in the cycle, I repeat already. I could do like three things. You know, I was vacuuming this weekend, or over the weekend, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to start cleaning this stuff up. And there was really no point to do much else because the kids were still playing in the living room. And then, you know, if you have kids, you understand how you pick something up and then they will just throw something else on the floor. It's like a game to them, you know. And then it's like, hey, it's time for you guys to pick up. And sometimes my one-year-old will pick up more toys than my four-year-old. She goes, oh, we're picking things up and putting it in a box. Okay, cool. I like this game. She's all into it. The boy who's four, no. Very tough. But he's four. What are you going to do? I'm not worried about it. The thing is, man, is other parents can get so cruel. Just, oh, your son has so much energy. Yeah. Yep, he's four. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, crazy. I know. He's four. Is he always like this? Pretty much. Because he's four. Are you sure it's just that he's has enough energy and not? No, I'm pretty sure. But we'll get him tested just to be safe because we're good parents. But I'm not going to drug him. So, there's that. Okay. They get all high anxiety because my kid's running around their kid, which is causing their kid to run around, and they're getting upset. It's like, they're four. They're going to go to school so they can run around. As long as they're just not really running and jumping on couches or something, or around their, or jumping on their friends, if they're just playing. Did you ever play as a child? I want to tell this. What were you like? Do you remember when you were this age? Were you just sitting in the corner, just like drooling? What's wrong? Like, they're not doing anything. They're not starting a gang. Are they starting a gang? Maybe they are. And that's what, they know more than I do. And there's an initiation period, and it's rough. It's like, you gotta drink a lot of chocolate milk, and then you have to put some gum in someone's hair, and then you have to scream at the top of your lungs in a shrieking, shrilling voice. If you can do all three of those things, maybe we'll let you in. And if we forget, you're in. Oh my God, good. Fantastic. Not quite sure. Like, it's how the Bloods and the Crips started, guys. This is it. Or it started in prison, but I'm not quite sure. It's one of the two is true. One of those two parts, one's true and one's false. I can't recall. You'll have to make that decision by yourself to figure out what's truth in that scenario. Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's weird. Sometimes the parents won't hang out with us anymore because Xavier's too crazy. It's like, well, dude, he's four. I mean, whatever. I'm not worried. Because I don't think I should be worried. I mean, if he was violent or something like that, then I would be more concerned. But he's not. He's playing around, having a good time. You know, he likes to, you know, the only thing is that, you know, with his friends, he likes to pretend like he's the funny one. So he seeks that extra attention with his friends. And so that, you know, you gotta calm him down that way. And you have to really show him, like, what's going on. And, like, by that I mean, I sit him down, I talk to him, and try to calm him down. I try to have him do some breathing exercises. So he kind of calms his heart rate down a little bit, and then he ends up like breathing in and out really, really quickly, which like defeats the purpose, because then it gets his heart rate back up. I had to tell him that's not the proper way. Like, let's follow my lead. Into the nose real deep, out of the mouth real deep, real slow for him. And that helps sometimes, because it's a breathing exercise. It's a calming mechanism. This is, we're human, so if I can get him to do this, and he can learn how to calm down intense situations by doing a breathing exercise, I think that's important. I think that's actually teaching him something that he could use for the rest of his life. Will he use it? I have no clue. Heck, sometimes I don't use it. The worst thing you can do for your body is to not breathe or breathe excessively. So, you remember these things. Those small little teaching moments, I try to throw in there, sprinkle in occasionally. Oh, man. This is refreshing. This is a lot of fun, guys. This is like an old school pod where I was just kind of ranting about things that pop into my brain box. I'm still not to work yet, but it's okay. I think this is enough ranting. I know in the past I've tried to, I was just talking about whatever, and then I was just now, so I switched over to about topics, only try to get one topic in an episode so things are more succinct and not like broken up into random bits and bobs and weaves and ends and jibber jabbers. This one's not like this one. This one's another potpourri. And I like it. I like to have that refreshing. Hey, guess what? I'm going to do something a little different. And just get some words on the page, so to speak. It's one of those tough things is, it's hard to come up with topics all the time. In between work and home life, and you gotta, I don't have the time sometimes to think about what I'm gonna do. And so it's refreshing to know that every now and then I can still come out here and just talk to you guys and be honest with you. And, you know, there could be problems in my life, and maybe I'll talk through it here. And sometimes I do, and you listen, and I appreciate that. If you want me to talk about something that you're going through, or talk with you about something you're going through, I'm more than welcome to do that. Message me on Twitter at RantWile. Or you can email me, RantWile@gmail.com. It's like the name of the podcast, RantWile Driving to Work, just RantWile, just abbreviation, because I think that's a too long of a name to type. So I'm trying to narrow that bad boy down, right? Does that make sense, right? It's supposed to be, you know, it's like small amount of words and letters, and it's supposed to be better for the environment or something. I'm not quite sure, actually. Why are there so many cars? Go to bed. I don't get this, people. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I never will. I never was a morning person. I pretend to be a morning person, so to fool people that I am a morning person. Coming to work all smiles and giggles. No, oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Ah, fantastic day we're having, right? Ugh. If they only knew. It was like a night owl when I was a kid, for sure, right? I think every kid's a night owl when they're a kid. You become a morning person because work starts in the morning. When I was a poker dealer, my work started at 6 p.m. I became an evening person. You become the person where you're working, what day it is, what time it is. That's the best thing to do, is tricking your brain into thinking that, hey, this is the person I am. I guess that answers my question, if I could actually sleep for 4 hours a day. I guess I could. I guess I really choose not to. I guess I value my sleep over sleeping a smaller amount to get other things done. I think I need to reevaluate that in myself a little bit. I think I just kind of answered my own question a little bit, didn't I? I came to the realization that I guess I could sleep for less. And maybe I start with like 7 hours and go to six and go to five and keep on going down the pipe. It's interesting, right? And that's kind of what this podcast is all about, guys. It's all about learning about yourself, about your surroundings, learning about your neighbors, your friends, and your family. That and sports and TV and movies mixed in, like, you know, rewinding stuff and talking about the episodes. And but there's those things too. 'Tis his life. Until next time, remember, click that link below. Please, please donate. If it's $1, $5, anything will be gratefully appreciated as this month goes by. Remember, grow your stashes, support your bros who are doing so. See you guys.